Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Roses are red, corn is yellow, your mama looks like Danny Trejo. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Colfax McLiverneck for that catchphrase submission. Thank you, Colfax. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition, end of September edition. Very special. We only get to celebrate the end of September once a year, and here we are. Episode 777, triple sevens. Boy, if this were Vegas, we would be raking in the coins. Unfortunately, it is not Vegas. It is a podcast. My name is Scott Aukerman. I am the host of Comedy Bang Bang, and we have an exceptional show. Coming up a little later, we have a postal worker and a small business owner. So that's pretty good. But hey, the headline is celebs are back, baby. Celebs are back. They've come back to the studio. Look at the celebs we've had this month. Adam Scott, John Hamm, Jason Mantzoukas. Okay, yeah, they're all friends of mine. They're doing me a favor. But still, they're all here. Celebs are back. And this episode is no exception. We have an incredible celebrity here right in front of me. I believe Emmy nominee, if not winner. Winner! Winner, winner, Emmy winner. Emmy dinner? I don't know.
They don't serve dinner.
They don't serve dinner at the Emmys. They do afterwards.
You have to buy your own snacks.
At the Emmys?
Yeah. You have to buy your snacks at the concessions. They have things you'd buy at sports.
They have pretzels, because this is at the Nokia, is that correct?
Yeah, the Microsoft.
So the Microsoft.
Pretzels,
yeah.
Popcorn.
And that's it. And they don't allow you to take it into the theater, as I recall.
No.
They were like, no, sit there
you
in
have
the
to eat it outside.
Yeah. Now it's happening from 5 to 8, but then did you go?
Then there's a governor's ball, yeah.
Yeah, the governor's ball.
So we went this year.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank
and I'll
you.
Introduce you in a second.
Oh yeah. You should do that first.
Hey. Now you're telling me what to
do. We went.
This is only your second time on the show.
We went this year and the ceremony was inside, but then the
wait, did you
banquet,
go because the Chippendales won?
My husband wrote Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
All right. And so this was the it's not the night proper, but they do all of the stuff that they normally do on the actual time. So it's almost like they're doing a rehearsal for the dinner.
It's called the Creative Arts Emmys.
Yes.
So it's basically the same Emmys, except it's televised on FXX later.
They cut out a lot of the stuff.
They cut out a lot of the stuff. They had no red carpet this year.
No red carpet this year. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it just shows how much Hollywood values people who aren't really in front of the camera.
Yeah, because they had the red carpet for the regular ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Rachel Bloom is here.
Yes, they do. They have the red carpet, but there was nary a Kenan Thompson.
No, Kenan was nowhere to be found. Probably rehearsing.
Probably rehearsing.
That dance number.
Yep. Sure was.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway. You were there. Congratulations. You're an Emmy winner for your
songwriting.
For songwriting,
I got my Emmy at the Creative Arts.
Yeah, as did I. Yeah.
Congratulations. Are you just one? You got one?
I have two, but who is counting these types of things?
Very clearly you.
Yes. And I did present at the Creative Arts.
I presented at Creative Arts this year.
And I hosted the local Emmys.
That's exciting.
It was a weird thing to do because it's all newscasters.
Award shows are funny.
They are very funny. But your husband now is. So you're an Emmy couple.
We are an Emmy couple. It's very, very hot.
Do you make them kiss each other?
I mean, here's the fucked up.
Do you make your Emmys do exactly whatever you do in bed to each other?
Yes. Yeah,
is
so
that a fun thing?
Well, so they just sleep.
Right. Yes. Okay. Put on sleep masks.
They just the noise machines. Yeah. Exactly. and then one of the Emmys goes, "Should we?" And then the other one's asleep.
This is like, okay, never mind. And then on their phone for another hour, scrolling,
sexting.
It's like, oh, good.
Man, I wish I was in bed next to you right now. The things I do to you.
If you were awake. What song did you win for?
A song called, a very subtly titled song called Antidepressants Are So Not a Big Deal.
That's right. Yes. I remember this
very
song.
Subtle.
Mm-hmm. And who did you write it with? Whom did you write it with? With whom did you write this song?
I wrote it with Jack Dolgen, my longtime songwriting partner and
rhymes with bulging.
Producer. That's how you remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy way to remember
it. Yeah. Super easy.
Bulging with Emmys. Like, jackets full of Emmys. Bulging. Bulging. Oh, indulging. Got it.
Yeah, it was weird. He used to say, like, jackets full of Emmys. And until he won an Emmy, it seemed very weird.
It was
weird.
A very strange thing to say, but he was prescient regarding that.
He was.
Yes.
And then our the other winner was the late Adam Schlesinger.
Yes, that's right. Wonderful songwriter and composer of I just saw his musical in New York.
Bedwetter,
yeah.
Seen
which
it
is
yet.
Really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. We great talent.
We were just talking about that before. It's hard to segue into on a comedy podcast because
it's did
quite
it.
Sad. Yep.
We did it. Hey, you got to embrace both the sad and the happy, I found. Nothing in between. Did what I said make sense?
It actually does. I think I live my
life. Hold on. Spam Risk is calling me.
Oh, this is exciting.
Hello? Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Amazon.
Oh, my God. It's the Amazon.
Amazon's calling me.
Oh, my God. They bought your movie.
AirPods. Total amount.
You bought my movie based on Apple AirPods?
Oh my God.
Such a weird product for Amazon to.
In your account while processing the payment.
Oh my God, she's so nice.
She's processing the first payment already.
Oh my God.
Oh, Spam, I love you, baby. Thank you so much. Well, this is wonderful. You're here to talk, though, not about the past. You're here to talk about, well, the present and perhaps the future. Because you have two projects out right now.
Yeah, that was so well said, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really appreciate that. And speaking of well said, there's so many well said things in this first project we're going to talk about, Kiss and Tell. Now, we're not going to kiss, but why don't you tell me about this project?
Oh, thank you, you
we
naughty
could kiss,
boy.
By the way.
We could, I guess.
Sure. Oh, okay, great. All right. So now that that's out of the way, tell us about this. This is it's an audiobook from...
It's an audiobook.
Both Simon and Schuster?
I mean, the thing is, there's been a rift between them for years, but they reconnected
each other.
For this. It's like a Katy Perry, Taylor Swift situation.
Oh, my God.
So it basically was a comedy show that has been turned into an audiobook that I hosted with Jay Farrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking credit for it, but like it was one night of my life.
Right.
I spent just an epic night hosting these two comedy
shows. We only
shows.
Have so many nights in our life. So, I mean, for you to say it's just one, I mean... It's one a very special night from a very special life.
That's very true. Oh, yes, that's very true.
One night of your life is like equal to 100 nights from someone who lives in wherever the fuck Ohio.
I was going to say like one night of my life also in like, yeah, because they're doing bullshit.
Yeah. Anyway, one night. So it was a live comedy show with the likes of like Alyssa Limparis, others.
We got the I'm looking at the credits here too. But
the Sklars
were
there.
Were on. It was so many.
Tsuko?
Yes.
She was there?
Fucking great. And she was there with her husband.
Oh, cool.
It's great. Cause so it's a night about.
I get the picture. She's off the market.
Yes. So it's a night about like dating and relationships. And basically the stories start at dating and then they end at like marriage and relationships. So it's comedians being vulnerable and talking about their romantic relationships.
And where was this recorded?
We recorded it at the West Side Comedy Theater in Santa Monica.
In Santa Monica? Not a lot of comedy happens in Santa Monica.
Oh, no. I don't go to Santa Monica.
No. I when I first started, there was a place called The Upfront that we used to do shows there. But it was always such a jaunt.
West Side is a pretty fun theater. It's kind of located in the promenade. But I've always had really good shows there. The vibe in that room is really good.
Okay. And then did these comedians know they were being recorded or was there a lawsuit after the fact and they settled that and then turned this into an audiobook?
No. Well, so actually they weren't even there. We placed microphones in their bathrooms.
Oh, okay.
In their bathrooms and their bedrooms. And we recorded over a series of 2 years.
And they were just telling secrets to each other.
They were just telling secrets. And then we said, look, you'll get a $300 honorarium if we can use this. And they were like, well,
honorarium, by the way. When you get one of those.
What the fuck does that mean?
Honorarium.
In honor of giving you no money.
Yeah, here's $300.
Just give it to, just burn it.
Yeah, just burn $300 in front of me.
You're not even going to call it a paycheck.
Exactly.
Burn it in front of me.
Burn it in front of me and make me watch. And make me thank you. So this is produced, obviously,
that's one of the most privileged things we could ever say. If you're going to give me $300,
yeah,
burn it.
Just burn it instead. Because I'll just
that's crazy.
I'll do a guest writing stint at SNL instead if I really want money. Anyway, I'll just consult on a sitcom. In any case, this is obviously produced by Kevin Hart's Heartbeat.
Oh, yes, it is.
And that
obviously.
Now, and then I heard that fact before, you know, this even was set up. I heard like, oh, by the way, there's a new audiobook coming out. It's produced by Kevin Hart's Heartbeat.
Yes.
And I assumed it was HEARTBEAT, the way you would always spell heartbeat.
But it's not because his name is a synonym. Homophone.
Homophone. Yes.
To the word heart.
The word
which
heart.
As we all know, is the muscle that pumps blood.
Yes. It has four chambers. You know what we're talking about
I'm
here.
I'm aware.
Of course. So this is obviously a dynamite company that's in there producing.
I was really excited. And in fact, I went to... do you remember the Netflix is a Joke comedy festival a couple months ago?
Yes, I do. The one that was scheduled for 2020?
Yep. I went, there was like a big Heartbeat reception to celebrate Netflix is a Joke. And I was like, you know what? Like, I've been inside for this pandemic. I'm going to go to this like big party and I'm going to meet Kevin Hart. And so I get on this bus. It's like a crowded bus. And we're like, oh, there's a surge right now. It's fine. And because it's an outdoor party, even though it's super crowded. And we're there. And I stand to try to shake hands with Kevin Hart. He's not available. So I don't meet Kevin Hart and my husband and I got COVID.
Oh, so no one's going to get COVID if they listen to this, right?
I mean, look, the doctors don't know anything, apparently.
Yeah, could be. So if someone had COVID at some point, before or after they were recording this, hopefully not during.
Yeah.
Then they might transmit it to the listener.
I don't know. I don't know.
We don't know. Fauci won't tell us.
Fauci's having a Passover Seder with his globalist friends. He's too busy. He's too busy to tell us how the plandemic works. He's too busy eating matzah.
Now, Rachel,
you know, when you hear the globalists, it's just Jews. That's right, what people mean.
Yes, I get it.
Anytime it's the globalists, the elite, they're talking about Jews.
Yes, of course.
If they only knew how not elite most Jews are.
Now, Rachel, I was thinking about this. I was like, just thinking about how I felt about this project of yours, this audiobook. And I was like, it feels like to me that each performance features personal stories and shared memories from their own romantic journeys. And they bring the universal challenges and rewards of romantic relationships to life. That was my interpretation of what I thought this was. I haven't listened to it. What I thought it was about, but I don't know. I was really wondering how you felt about this.
I think that your interpretation is like, honestly, really, 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 like apt. I think the only thing that you missed is Between the Lines. You can get it on Audible, Google Play, or wherever you shop for audiobooks. But that's like a deep,
yeah, that's like a the deep, subtext, deep,
like Chekhovian subtext.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think like something else that a lot of people never understand about Kiss and Tell is that you'll see these recognizable milestones: crushes crushed, proms attended, and virginities lost, couples counseling, parenthood, and blending families.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't get that from just the description that I read.
A lot of people don't get it.
Yeah.
When you first,
even after you listen to it,
you have to listen to it multiple times again on Audible, Google Play, or wherever you shop for audiobooks. I shop for my audiobooks at Barnes and Noble, and I get them in CD form.
I go to Gelson's for mine.
Wow.
Yeah. It's right there next to the roast chickens. Well, this is incredible. This Kiss and Tell.
It's really good. Honestly, we're doing a bit about, you know, promotion, blah, blah, blah. But it's really good. It's going to be really good. And
it's out now. And people can listen to it and should listen to it and might listen to it and won't listen to it. No, and will listen to it is what I meant to say.
I mean, we got Chris Garcia. We got Daniel Perez. We got J.B. Ball. We got Mike Lawrence, Morgan J., Nate Jackson.
You're not skipping over James the Third, are you? Or is that James Ill?
That's the thing is, I didn't know how to read that.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So I didn't want to fuck that up.
I know. Sorry to lampshade it. Is that something?
No, but it should be.
Yeah. Sorry to lampshade that. This is incredible. And I say we discuss it no further. What do you say? And let's move on to the second thing you're here to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the second thing you have is this show Reboot.
Yeah. At the time of this release.
Is that how they pronounce it in Canada? Is it Reboot here or?
It would actually in Canada. It's Reboot because there's an obscure animated Canadian show from the like early 90s called Reboot.
Oh,
but they
okay.
say Reboot.
What is I've seen commercials for this, I think.
Yeah.
And it isn't Keegan Michael Key in it.
It's Keegan, it's Judy Greer, Johnny Knoxville, mm-hmm. Paul Reiser, Krista Mariu, Calum Worthy, myself, a whole host of guest stars, and it's a show about a fictitious 90s sitcom.
Every show is fictitious, so it's like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like when you go, it's about something fictitious. I'm like, yeah, that's everything.
Well, it's a
unless it's like, you know, what was that one?
I would say it's a show about a fictitious, I'm not saying
Crown.
It's a fictitious show. I'm saying it's a show about a fictitious 90s sitcom.
Right, but everything
every show is
about a fictitious thing, right?
Sure.
Like Ozark is about a fictitious family of murderers.
I guess you could say I Love Lucy is a fictitious show about a band leader and his annoying wife.
Although he's a real band leader, so that's where
she's
the analogy.
Also annoying.
Yeah, so this is, I don't know. This is where I'm starting to doubt.
Well, also you start getting into like, I mean, my favorite thing is what TV shows take place in the same universe as each other.
That's right, yeah, because you have the Munchiverse, obviously.
Yes, oh wait, which is the one that the theory of all the shows that take place in the snow globe of the kid at the
of
end
the Saint Elsewhere?
Of Saint Elsewhere?
Oh, I don't know this.
There's a whole theory, and I forget his name, but for those of you who don't know, there was a hospital, I guess, drama.
This is heavy spoilers for the end of Saint Elsewhere, by the way.
This is a huge spoiler if anyone's...
Huge! Probably the biggest Saint Elsewhere spoiler you could give.
But also, is it? Because, like, it... Okay.
It's not going to spoil the plot to anyone other than the fact that all these people that you've known and loved...
Aren't real.
But, I mean, that's every show is our point.
So one of the kids, one of the characters is known to, I think, have in the show a developmentally disabled kid.
Yes, and he's a doctor in this hospital.
The guy is a doctor in this hospital.
But then suddenly it's like snowing. This is deep, deep spoilers for the final episode. It's snowing. There's a blizzard. All this snow. And then suddenly it pulls out of this kid shaking this snow globe and there's all this snow in it. And it is this development. I can't even say it.
Yeah.
That's how sacred it is.
Yeah.
Developmentally disabled child who has the same father, but the father is not a doctor.
No.
He's just some schlub.
And it's just a snow globe of a hospital, which, by the way, like
bad snow globe.
Shitty, terrible Christmas presents. Who gives a kid a snow globe? Who gives
a
developmentally disabled child? Like, that's something you got for free.
Yeah, while
like,
you were there at the hospital.
Appreciate this terrible snow globe.
Right.
Oh, my friend's like developmentally disabled kid.
Right, yeah.
Which is a really mean thing to get.
But then, of course, He does.
He actually loves
he
it.
He loves it.
And you
and
find
he sits
out
there and he's been imagining
this entire
all these
TV
he's been
show.
Imagining like, what if my doctor or what if my dad wasn't some dumb idiot? He was a doctor and he saved a bunch of lives. And, you know, and it's just like so moving because it's like, oh, yeah, wow. I hopefully all of our children hope that we're not dumb idiots, that we're like better than what we could be is the lesson that I took from it.
Oh, that's interesting. I have never thought about thematically what it means. What I've thought about is there are a bunch of theories online of what other TV shows take place
anything
in this
kid's
head.
Anything that's ever snowed?
Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's so... Okay. Is it anything in a hospital?
Okay.
But anything that's ever snowed?
Like E/R, you remember that show from the 90s?
Oh, yeah.
E/R.
When there would be a bomb threat every season.
Sure, yeah.
Every season.
A lot of stabbings.
Someone wanted to bomb the hospital, the hospital.
I understand that people die in hospitals. It happens every day, I would imagine. But the doctors? They're there to fix the people.
I really like this review show of shows that premiered 30 years ago that you're just now getting around
to. We should have our own show where we just... No, we watched them back then, but we're just getting around to talking about them.
So Mary Richards, she's an up-and-comer, right?
But in
is
any...
she single? Is she fucking? What's going on?
Here's my point, though. It can't be E/R because that's a different hospital and the kid doesn't have a snow globe about him. Or is the theory that there are a bunch... It's like
we gotta look this up.
Certain store that sells only hospital-themed snow globes?
Wait. Okay, you're just hitting on like Pixar movie theory. You know, the Universal Pixar movie theory?
Call your husband. He's got animated experience.
No.
I did Shark Tale. We could team up on this.
What I'm saying is like, you know how there's the theory of all the Pixar movies take place within the same world?
Yeah.
All right. You're hitting on a really crazy thing, which is let's zoom out from this snow globe. Mm-hmm. Is there a gift shop
that only sells
different
themed
hospital or that only sells snow globes? That are meant to start TV shows in kids' heads.
Yes. So like NCIS. Okay. What do you got?
Okay.
You've come up with it.
It was kind of inspired by Hill Street Blues, like because it was the same network.
Right.
Okay.
NBC.
Fictional St. Eligius in Boston South End. Okay. So first of all, I'm going to say Ally McBeal is in this
Boston.
Guy's head.
What's the other perfectly legal? No, what
Boston
was?
Legal.
Yeah, right.
Perfectly
legal is perhaps a different magazine that I've been perusing.
It sounds like a video you watched last night.
Is that in this universe? It was snowing something. So all the Boston shows.
Perfectly legal. I like that because... Either the person in the video is completely not legal or it's like it's a website that's like aimed for very like legally like if it's like do you someday want to be a politician or are you a lawyer?
Right, yeah.
This is a porn website where we promise everything you watch is perfectly legal.
Yes.
These are all consenting adults.
Also, it could be about like people who are over 40 and it's like, look, there's no gray area here. You know? So what other show? I mean, does you what other shows do they think are in there? Just Boston
Less
shows?
Less than statutory.
We'll look the other way on this one.
So Private Practice.
Yeah.
Boston Public.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of any other Boston show. Boston Common.
Boston. I'm in a show that's shooting in Boston right now.
Really? Is it set in Boston or just shooting?
It is. It's the I'm on Julia, which is the show about Julia Child on HBO Max.
Oh yes.
I'm in the middle
season
of filming it.
Season one just came out.
So I'm on season.
So she goes
two.
To Boston.
It's all in Boston. The Julia Child show started as a local, Boston, a public TV,
public access show
in Boston, and then it got syndicated, like. Nationwide.
Incredible story.
So it takes place in the early 60s.
A tomato? I don't know what kind of parts there are in this.
Yeah, David Hyde Pierce is in it, so he plays fettuccine. B.B. Newirth is a carrot. It's about
Julia
Newirth
Child. And David Hyde Pierce.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Really?
Such a big
thing. Do they ever accidentally call each other whatever their names were on that show.
Yeah, and they keep it in the show. It's so, so weird.
Do they also keep, here's what I hate when a show keeps in the director going, cut, after every scene.
That's so in now, right?
It's so weird that all shows have started doing this.
Ugh, it's just like all over Severance.
It's like,
and I'm
guys,
like, I get it. It's a hit.
And,
we, like,
and I get that Ben Stiller's directing and you want to keep his lines in there.
Well,
but
here's
it's
the thing.
Like,
is they need
on.
To let you know it's a fictitious show.
Yes. Because
exactly. Otherwise, if we don't hear cut or see action, we're like, this is actually happening.
This is actually happening in front of me and I got to get involved.
People thought that Gilligan's Island was real.
What?
People.
Like the train coming at the audience? Or that.
What?
Oh, you know the old movie, my favorite movie, where the train comes at the audience and everyone ran out screaming?
Oh, yes.
Did you see the new Downton Abbey? They tried to recreate it.
Did they succeed?
They tried. At the end of it, they were like, look, we didn't do a good job. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. We'll give you your money back. Just ask for it. Well, in any case, Gilligan's Island is real.
The network would get letters from people being like, why are you keeping these people on this island for this TV show? Right. Let them go.
And this is
people are fucking idiots. People are so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
People before the internet, like the internet's not great, but people used to be so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Now thank God the internet is here because they can look up and go like, oh, is Gilligan's Island real? And then, you know, just like that, they're in QAnon.
Yes.
Yeah. It just, that's how quick it goes.
Yeah. But at least like there's a community for them.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's about the friends they made along the way.
Yes, exactly.
Did you watch Into the Storm, the QAnon documentary on
I lived HBO? It, baby.
Oh, no. So. That was you with the antlers.
Yep. Don't know what you're referring to, but yes, it was me with the antlers. Okay. So Reboot, though, is about a... It's here's what I'm guessing from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah. Guess
it's
it.
It's about, okay, so in this universe, which is not our universe, because obviously Keegan-Michael Key is in our universe and he's a beloved, hilarious comedian.
Well, this is an interesting debate because TV shows have done this before where like the series finale of The Nanny, Fran Fine meets Fran Drescher.
Really?
So it's like, there's this moment, it's crazy, where Fran Fine's like, I'm a fan. And Fran Drescher's like, oh, you look like me.
From what? I don't have a show.
No.
She has a show called The Nanny in the Nannyverse?
Yes, because she talks to Fran Fine and she goes, I'm going to use that on my show, The Nanny.
Okay.
So that's crazy. They did a Mork and Mindy where they call out that Mork looks exactly like
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Okay.
And also in this world, in the world of Mork and Mindy, Robin Williams is like a sex symbol because the joke is that Robin Williams runs in the house with his clothes torn apart because women are like rabidly trying to get him naked.
So this is a third universe then.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a universe that has a Robin Williams in it.
But he's not on a show called Mork and Mindy.
And he's a sex symbol.
And he's like a super sex symbol.
Super sex symbol. Yeah. Okay. So that's okay.
It's a place where super hairy men are like prized above all others.
Right. Exactly.
So like that's the question of in Reboot. Is there someone named Keegan-Michael Key who just looks a lot like Keegan-Michael Key character?
So is there dialogue in every episode where Keegan's character walks in and goes, hi, just to manage expectations, I'm not Keegan-Michael Key. And everyone goes, oh, okay, you just look a lot like him. Okay. And you're a famous actor just like him? How crazy.
And he goes, well, I'm not as famous. And then Judy Greer walks in. She goes, hey, I'm not Judy Greer. I think her name's Brie Marie Larson. I'm Brie Marie Larson. I look a lot like Judy Greer. Mm-hmm. So that's usually the first.
And then does your character walk in going like, look, I am not Rachel Bloom.
Well, she doesn't because no one really knows who Rachel Bloom is in that universe or this one.
Oh, okay.
So no one ever mistakes her for anyone.
Understand.
But usually, yeah, the first 15 minutes of every episode are the actors clarifying they just look like other famous actors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So this is a great show.
So honestly, you can skip the first 15 minutes of every episode because it's just that.
Right, right. And then other than that, that's about it. No, this is about a in this universe.
Yeah.
There is a show approximately how many years ago or even decades ago?
I think it's supposed to be like
2000s. Okay. So post Full House, pre 9/11.
Well, I'm actually doing the math. So it's because one of the characters is supposed to be like mid 20s.
Okay.
And he was a kid. So
it's about 16 years or so ago. So maybe 2006.
So it was post 9/11.
Okay. So yeah, we're in the shadow of 9/11. And
well,
they come out with a TV show.
The opening of the show is the second plane hitting the South Tower.
Oh, interesting. This sounds like a strange show. But I'm into it. I like it. And so there was this television show back in 2006, it sounds like, that was a, was it a sitcom or a drama?
It's like a cheesy sitcom.
Cheesy sitcom.
Yeah.
And they are now rebooting it here in 2022. And the cast members, it's basically Roseanne. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, Steve Levitan, who created it, has said it was kind of inspired.
The man who cast me on Just Shoot Me? Yes, the casting directors were a big part of it, but he had the final say.
That's so cool.
You can see it on YouTube right now. My two scenes. In any case, yes. Yeah, so he worked on Just Shoot Me, then Modern Family.
Yeah.
And
were
so
you cast on Modern Family?
I was not. No.
Did you ever audition?
No, I'm offer only by that point.
Oh,
meaning
huh.
I do not work.
Okay.
So
you'd be surprised at the actors who, just coming from also casting, the actors who are offer only mm-hmm. that are like, really?
Wait, you coming from casting, what do you mean?
I don't come from casting, but sometimes when I'm producing, I get access to the casting sheet.
Yes, yes, yes. I've done that myself where it's like, yes, really?
They're? Them?
Them? Offer only?
They don't want to read? They can't read? Oh, no.
That's what it usually
is. The system has failed them.
Yeah, exactly. It's our school system.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers are basically bad at their jobs.
Yeah, so I always get back to every agent.
We should take their money.
For an actor that says offer only, I always get back and I say, I'm so sorry that the system failed your client. They are obviously unable to read. I wish Jennifer Lawrence well.
Would it be better if teachers gave a money back guarantee? Like, you're going to learn everything or your money back.
Yeah, because teachers have a lot of money.
Yeah.
To give.
Their salaries, basically. Yeah. Just divvy it up between all their students at the end of the year.
Yeah, the parts of their salary that they're not using to buy school supplies.
That's right. So now, this show, there was a show and now it's a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Reboot. Hulu. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is good. Yeah,
It's great. I think it's a great show.
It's a great show. So Steve Levitan did it, what a cast. One episode a week, or are we?
They're going to release three. Well, by the time this airs,
yes,
there will be three episodes. And there's like a twist with my character that I have been embargoed from talking about.
Okay.
But these episodes will have come out, but I won't say it.
Yeah,
I want people to watch it.
Yeah, okay. So something happens with your character, I'm guessing.
I'm just going to say it.
I'm guessing like a Ned Stark kind of.
A lizard arm comes out of my pussy.
Oh, shit. Why did they embargo that? That makes me want to watch it.
There, I don't know. Sue me, Levitan, okay? It starts as a show about a rebooted sitcom, but really it's about a writer
with a lizard
arm in her pussy.
Like giant lizard or just regular lizard arm?
No.
Because this is important.
Yeah, so it's a great question. It's just an arm.
Just an arm. Sure.
But it's an arm of like a Gila monster. So it's like a big lizard arm.
Okay, yeah. So one of those ones you'd see down in Mexico or something like that. Oh, okay.
So
that's
it comes
a good
out,
size.
Squishes out.
Mm-hmm. Does it do any? Does it perform tasks?
Well,
like,
it always
does it write?
It always says, are you Keegan-Michael Key?
Good.
It talks.
It talks. Like, does it have to make the little hand mouth sign kind of thing?
No, there's just like a disembodied voice. And I mean, this is also super embargoed, but it's James Earl Jones.
Whoa, Darth Vader himself?
Yes.
From Field of Dreams?
Yes.
And a third thing?
I'm going to get so dinged for this. I'm sharing all the twists.
That's okay. It's come out by now, by the time we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you want to see this Gila monster arm coming out of a woman's vagina.
Yeah.
And is it graphic?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Great. So then watch Reboot.
Yeah.
Three episodes out right now and more to come. I would think, although, do they just end it after that thing comes out, or are they just like, look, this is the high point?
Well, then the lizard arm takes out a snow globe.
Oh, okay, so you're in the verse. I love it. I love it. Well, look, we have to take a break, but these are two great projects, both Reboot and Kiss and Tell. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a postal worker and a small business owner. Rachel, can you stick around and talk to these people?
Yeah. I'd love to.
This is a big, big show.
Yeah.
Celebs are back. End of September edition, 777, baby. We will be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Rachel Bloom is here, of course. Kiss and Tell out wherever you get your audiobooks, but of course on Audible, Google Play, etc. And then Reboot also is out, and three episodes of that are out right now. And this is a big week for you.
Yeah.
But you seem depressed about it. What's wrong, Rachel?
I missed the lizard arm.
Oh, you want it back?
Miss it.
You missed having it up there?
Yeah. Oh, made me feel warm, cozy.
Oh, I'm sorry. You could, I mean, props could probably, if you make a call, maybe they haven't destroyed it by now, right? Or are they keeping it for season two?
Well, they're keeping it for season two, and if not, they're going to sell it on eBay.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. Well, cheer up. We have more show.
Oh, great.
Here. Oh, you're excited by that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm a sociopath.
Oh, I forgot that about you.
That was just me doing an impression of what sad people look like.
Oh, understandable. Yeah, yeah. You don't understand human emotions.
No.
Okay,
what's I'm this? Just mirroring you.
Oh, okay. You are. Okay.
I love my wife, Kulop.
Thank you so much. Well, that's so nice to hear. Well, speaking of people we love, let's get to our next guest. And we're going to love them, even though I've never met him before, but nor have you, right? So this, wouldn't that be weird if you had met our next guest before? I'm assuming I've never met them before. They've never been on the show before. But let's get to him. He's a postal worker. Please welcome to the show, Chris Orchard.
Scotty. Hey. Good to see you, man. Bring it in.
Bring it in? No. Mm. What do you mean? Ow, what'd you just do to me?
What was that noise you just made? I do hugs, man.
You hug? I don't hug people. Hello. I don't hug people I just met.
I'm sorry. I thought we'd talk before. I bring by your mail. I brought by your mail before. We've had a few.
Oh, you're my postal worker?
Yeah.
When you say before, daily? or did you just have done it every once in a while? This is Rachel Bloom, by the way.
Oh, hi, Rachel Bloom. Nice to meet you. Hi. I'm Chris Orchard.
Oh, nice to meet you. Do you prefer Chris or Mr. Orchard?
Oh, Chris is fine. Okay. Chris is fine.
By the way, we can't set precedent that we're going to start calling guests Mr. whatever their name is.
Do postal workers have like an official, like doctor, professor, like an official
like postie.
Kind of mon? Yeah, post.
Postmate. Are you a mate who delivers the post?
We call each other mate, but that's not something that the general public calls us.
Oh, okay. So right, it's not
I would, and I would never appropriate that.
Bring it in, Rachel.
Oh,
sorry. I'm just in a great mood.
Yeah. You have really long nails.
Yeah. Those are like Aleister Crowley or something.
When you're out delivering the mail, sometimes.
Trying to think of the person with the longest nails that I could, and I just took a shot at Aleister Crowley because he was a witch or a magician. But so I have no idea. I've never even seen his fingernails. I've seen him up there in the Hotel California cover, the Eagles album. He's up there in the bell tower, I believe.
But no shot of the nails.
No shot of the nails.
Well, mine get pretty long because I'm always.
He did have his hands on the windowsill, and you see.
Yeah,
like,
that's
the
why
shadow.
All of the like young girls on TikTok go like, "Oh my god, my nails are so Aleister Crowley." You know, the cultists who claim to fuck the devil. Anyway.
Anyway, hi. Hey, you're in a good mood.
Yeah, I'm in a great mood.
What's going on?
Well, Scott, I got a lot to tell you.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a full segment devoted to you, so. This is good news because otherwise it would just be me and Rachel bullshitting for another 25 minutes
about
or so.
What else
no
is
one
in
wants
that
to hear
snow globe universe.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Well, Rachel, I want to tell you too. I want to tell anyone who will listen, Scott. I'm seeing somebody.
Great. You had not been up till now, or?
Well, this is my most recent relationship. I mean,
I would hope so. If the fact it's currently going on.
Well, it's we've been together for about 6 months, and before that it had been a little, it had been a little while.
Well, congrats. So it's like your 6 months anniversary, or
coming up.
Cool, coming up. So you're just here to say you're seeing someone.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to tell you because we've had a few conversations before.
Have we?
I drop off your mail.
At the house or here? At the studio?
Well, sometimes they have been messing around with my routes.
Isn't it a different route every day? This is a bad system for a mail carrier.
They give you the route that week. But then you
have to memorize it?
Yeah, you got to memorize it. You're not allowed to use GPS.
You have to be off book?
You have to be off book. They don't have GPS in the mail trucks.
That's why they have a Tony Award. For postal carriers, right.
I forgot about that.
That's right.
Because of the first mail carrier's name was Tony. That's how they named the award. Anthony.
Well, yeah.
Anthony Mail.
Anthony.
Anthony. Which he got his name when he came over to Ellis Island. They were like, "What gender are you?" And he said, "Male." And they thought that was his.
Yeah,
put it in the wrong box. Which, of course,
And that guy was then killed by the Unabomber.
Yeah, so many years later.
He was about there.
The oldest Unabomber victim.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about the youngest.
Look, I don't want to talk about the. God, why are we bringing it down talking about Tony Mail? I just want to talk about my new girlfriend.
So we no mail questions for you at all? No postal service questions?
No.
We're just
no.
here to talk about your girlfriend.
I just want to tell the world that I'm in love. And it's crazy. I mean, it's like a total opposites attract
really?
Situation.
So like Paula Abdul, MC Scat Cat kind of thing?
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Well, opposites attract. That was the name of that
song. That was the name of that video.
Yeah. That's right. It's we are completely different people. I mean, it's like she likes green beans. I like shrimp.
You can like both, or are you saying that you exclusively like those things?
She likes to read books. I love to sing. I'm a mailman. She works for the DMV.
These are not opposites, right, Rachel? I mean, these are like just two separate things.
I'm telling you, we've got no business being together, but she's my missing piece.
I guess like my just a side question is, how do you book this show?
I don't, to be honest.
You were very surprised. So
yeah,
I
don't do
it. You're very surprised, but someone's here to plug their relationship.
Yeah, I unfortunately, our producer Devin is out, and we have Sam over here. And Sam, you know, I mean, honestly, he's like sleeping in the other room right now, to be honest. I don't even know what's going on with him. I don't know how you got booked on. I mean, did you just deliver the mail? How did you get on the show?
Well, when I was delivering the mail, I saw the little clipboard that has the people that you book on the show, and I put my name on there just because I'm so excited about my relationship.
It's a sign-up sheet, essentially, is what we
So you saw, like, John Hamm, and then you're just like, just put your name right there.
Celebs are back. But, and this guy, I guess.
And love.
Yeah.
I'd heard that this place had an open-door policy, but I thought I'll try to go through the, you know,
the
more
usual
regular channels.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it seems like this show, I say celebs are back, but it seems like we usually have a celeb on at the top of the show. And then, like, I mean, the show, it's like a small business owner and a postal worker. I don't know, you know, but please tell us about your relationship. I mean, this is like exciting for you. We don't know you. So this is, you know, it's exciting for us, I guess.
Well, Scott, I don't know why you can't just be happy for me.
I'm sorry. I'm genuinely happy for another human being when I hear that they are having a good time. And this, you know, as human beings, we trick ourselves into thinking that our lives are bad so often that to see someone who's genuinely happy with where they're at, that brings a smile to my face.
Yeah.
And apparently to Rachel's, because she's
just
mirroring me.
I would.
And staring at me.
I love hosting this podcast. I would also love to hear. I would just love to hear about more of the things that are opposites, like in rapid list form, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's like.
How rapid can you go? Because you have sort of a slow voice. 100% said that to you.
You know, I don't talk a lot when I'm out on the road.
I can understand. It's
so
a
every time
job.
I talk to somebody, I'm a little stumbling over my words.
I understand. But anyway, what are these opposites?
Well, it's like you've all been in this type of relationship before. I say tomato, she says potato.
Referring to the same thing, or because she sounds...
When we're trying to have a conversation, I'm saying tomato.
I see.
She's saying potato.
Got it.
Normally, when you want to have a conversation, you want to be saying the same thing.
I don't know.
But
that
we
that's
are
true.
Just on totally different pages.
Right. How does the stew turn out, though?
The stew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds pretty, I mean...
Assumedly, you're discussing a stew.
We're taping this at dinner time, by the way. And so, I mean, Rachel and I, we're salivating when
you know,
talking
that,
about this.
That's the thing, is that I used to always like an all-tomato stew. I mean, that was kind of my thing.
Sounds like tomato soup to me. Is that what you're talking about, with the grilled cheese?
No, tomato stew with a little bit of a braised...
Like stewed tomatoes? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, stewed tomato steeped.
Disgusting.
Well, that's what she said. And learning...
Hey, all right. Finally, we're getting into some humor.
She's just opening my mind to all kinds of different things. I did not think I was going to like a tomato-potato stew, but it turns out... The fact that she likes it, that makes me happy.
So she liked just eating, like, what, raw potatoes? Or
yeah, well, she wanted to have potatoes for dinner. I was like, tomato, and she was like, potatoes. And I was like, we're talking about stew here.
Okay.
She's like, let's put them in the stew. Let's do it together.
Wow. Congrats, man.
Thanks, man. I'm just so happy about this.
So this is the rapid list that we're hearing.
You know, I can be stubborn. She can be greedy.
Okay.
She likes Joe Biden. I think Al Gore should have won.
His particular presidential run?
In Y2K.
Right.
Do you come from a universe in which Y2K happened?
Well, it happened for all of us, right?
The
year... Oh, like the
apocalyptic event where all right. the computers
Oh,
fail.
The apocalyptic event? No, that didn't happen. Oh,
okay,
to me.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you weren't from a universe. Oh, no, you're no. talking about a lot of universes.
He's short.
Earlier.
He's using Y2K to just refer to the rear.
Got it.
Yeah, the rear. Yeah. Hey, look at that Y2K on that.
Yeah, I just call
in
it.
This issue of Perfectly Legal. Look at this Y2K.
Is your ass Y2K? Because it destroyed society.
I said that to her the other day.
Yeah.
And she was like,
what a weird coincidence.
Yeah, it is weird.
Now that I'm calling it out.
Yeah. Maybe I never did that, and I just thought I did after I heard her say it.
I think that's more likely. Get back to this list.
I love this list. I love it.
I'm from the rough side of the tracks. She's from a place with no trains. She likes to get dressed up and have drinks. I like to wear a hat to bed.
Okay, now I'm... What hat are you wearing to bed?
Is baseball cap.
Baseball cap.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Well, I like to.
Oh, but she doesn't let you?
Well, sometimes...
Or you don't allow it yourself to do it.
Well, sometimes I forget. Sometimes she's like, we're trying to cuddle. The brim is sticking into my neck.
Could you possibly wear this Beastie Boys style?
Yeah, and she suggested... Yeah, she suggested that, and I was like, I don't do that. But if it would make you happy, I'll try. And guess what? I actually kind of liked it.
Okay, good, good. I don't know why you're wearing this hat to bed. Well, does it get in the way when you're rolling over, or are you just...
Well,
by the way, are you a face-down sleeper?
Well, I used to be a straight on my back sleeper with the brim pointing up. I'm a side sleeper because I've got the Beastie Boys cap.
Right, to the side. So
to
now
the
you
side.
Need to, yeah, got it.
But sometimes when I'm feeling a little bro-y, I'll sleep on my stomach with the hat turned backwards.
Okay, there we go. But I think people who sleep face down are lunatics. What do you think about this, Rachel?
When you say sleep face down, you're talking about someone whose entire face is in the pillow?
Yes, all night. Just like a corpse.
There,
I would say 5% of the population does this.
Are you really?
Really, yeah.
There are people who sleep with their face in a pillow?
Yeah, what do you think about this?
That's, I worry.
Yeah, it's
I feel like, is
pure
there
madness.
Is there like SIDS for adults?
There should be. SADS? In any case, get back to this list. Oh, you're on board.
I was just thinking about SADS.
Yeah, we were just talking
about
it.
Yeah, I know.
That's
was
why
I thinking
you were thinking about
SADS, or did I start thinking
no,
about it?
No, you heard us talk about it.
Okay. I think this list of opposites is really beautiful because I think the reason, if I had to guess the reason you're on here, is what you really want to share about is like the compromises you make.
Yeah.
Right?
I know. And I never used to be this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, Scott. I
don't know you at all, actually, but go ahead.
I have a type. I used to have a type.
Why would I know that?
Was it women who looked
I
a lot like...
I thought we had some... I dropped off some mail and we talked once.
I have never spoken to you.
I used to always go after the girls who...
looked like envelopes. Did you ever like... Were
I'm
you dating
allowed.
Someone and you realized, oh my God, she looks exactly like a manila envelope?
I'm not allowed to mess with the envelopes.
No, but you
work.
Know that there are people who look like envelopes.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, would you go for envelope looking people?
Like wide mouth...
Wide mouth?
Metal thing in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, like a grill?
One eye.
I'm trying to think of a person who looks like this. No, the types of girls I used to always go for were girls who like shrimp and like to sing.
Because we had a lot in common.
Okay.
Yeah, because we had a lot in common.
Continue your list.
But I'm trying to
list.
Think if... Did
does
any
your girlfriend
of them
like to sing?
Well, she likes to read books.
But does she like to sing?
she'll sing along sometime.
So it's really... All right, let's get back to the list. You having to open your phone and put in your password every time, by the way, is just slowing this down. Okay, go ahead.
Did I ever date an envelope? Back when I... The mail trucks... No, you're not talking about real envelopes.
No, we're talking about yeah, people,
who with like people who look like envelopes. Yeah,
sure.
My apartment is a mess.
I'm sorry.
Her apartment has 65 crystal clear photographs of Sasquatch and other cryptids. I mean, we should not be together. We should not. We are totally different. All my friends.
Did she take these photographs?
She did. She's.
Oh, wait, this is the bigger.
This is huge. Yeah, this
here.
Is huge. I mean,
she's that
apologies.
She has evidence of Sasquatch.
Yeah,
and can we talk to her instead? Or
well, you want me to call her up?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is, you know, she's always bringing up her cryptids whenever, you know, she's seeing how messy my apartment is.
Do
we have to talk about her cryptids?
Like, how does that go? She's like, oh, this apartment is so messy.
Shouldn't it be more like mine? Nice photos on the wall of Sasquatch, the Loch Ness Monster.
Nessie. Who's Bessie?
No one.
Who's
There's never been a Bessie?
There's a cow.
Bessie's cow. A cow. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Cows aren't cryptids.
No, they're not. They are animals.
Wait.
Can we agree?
We all know that cows definitely exist.
I think so. I've seen one or two.
I've been trying to tell Jennifer that. She does have a couple of pictures of cows
just
in there.
Just regular cows?
And I'll
cows.
Be like, those are not cryptids, baby.
Yeah, bell
are
around
you,
the neck.
Does the Sasquatch photo, are we sure it's not just Robin Williams?
From that one episode
from
of
From the Mork and Mindy when he's just torn apart.
But that's in a different universe, right?
Oh, right.
The one where...
You're right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's definitely not that.
It's not in our universe.
Do Y2K happen?
You're still on that.
It does kind of look like Robin Williams.
Okay, let's get back to your
list. I would
love
to hear more opposites.
Okay, swiping. In goes the passcode.
Sorry, iPhone 6.
Why do you have such an old iPhone?
Because I don't have a lot of money.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay.
She likes to have a laugh with friends. Mm-hmm. I'm always getting stuck in elevators.
Why?
Well, because I have to deliver the mail, and sometimes you go inside. If you have a big package, you got to take it up to there.
But the getting stuck part, no, that's what I'm stuck on. Speaking of stuck, why are you stuck in these elevators?
Well, sometimes I don't know how to work it.
The button?
The elevator. It's a different elevator every time.
It's a standard system of buttons. You press a button.
Yeah.
Oh, this is why you're getting stuck. You're just entering the elevator and you're not pressing a button.
The number refers...
So it just stays.
There's...
The number refers to what floor you want to be on, and it counts upwards from the bottom.
Oh, see, I was always... I would
They're
go
ascending
in.
Rather than descending.
Oh. See, I would go in there, and then I would just kind of wait. And then at some point, the elevator would start moving.
Right, because someone has called it.
And then I would get out, and there'd be another person there, and I'd look around. And
so you know enough to press the button to make it open.
Yeah.
I just have to say I'm very sorry because the system has failed you.
Yeah.
This is not
you. Need
like
a money-back guarantee from your teacher.
Look, teachers and mailmen... We're thick as thieves.
I'm not. Are you?
I couldn't tell if it was going to be an opposite.
Teachers and mailmen are pretty much the exact same.
Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Unlike Joker and the Batman.
Yeah. Unlike people work at the DMV. That's
right.
Completely
exactly. Completely different. Okay. Any more on this list? How long would it take for you to open your phone again?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to do it now. Scrolling.
Why do you have to scroll? Are you scrolling away from it every time you say one of these?
She likes to smoke cigarettes.
Oh.
I actually kind of like to eat green beans.
I think you mentioned that at the top.
Well, at the top, it was her that
likes the green
beans. She likes green beans and shrimp.
Oh, right. So let's list your likes food-wise.
Okay.
Green beans. Sort of. Shrimp. Stewed
For sure. I love shrimp.
Love shrimp. Stewed tomatoes.
Stewed tomatoes. And now... Tomato potatoes too. I kind of I'm working that in there.
You're working it, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
I don't like cigarettes.
Don't like cigarettes.
She does.
Right. And does she like... Yes, she does like green beans. Okay, good.
Yeah, she likes green beans
a lot. I don't know why she likes you, because you seem like a weird dude.
I don't know why she likes me either, man. All the signs are pointing to this should never work, but yeah. I'm telling you, it does.
Mainly because of what an odd person you are, getting into random elevators, just sitting there for hours.
I'm not the one with photos of Sasquatch on my wall.
Look, this is a good point. She sounds weird, too. Okay, yeah, you're made for each other. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you have any mail for him?
Do I have any mail for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, thank you. What is this?
Well, that's a letter.
It's open already.
Yeah.
It's from the Scientology Center.
Oh, my God. I've been accepted.
We accepted you based on your iPod.
Oh, you're Scientologist?
I'm not supposed to say that. I'm a mailman.
Oh. I heard they can deny it if anyone asks them, by the way. That was a new wrinkle I just heard. Okay, look, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have a small business owner. Celebs are back, baby! We'll be right back with more Rachel Bloom, more Chris Orchard. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This show, Comedy Bang Bang, is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is your social battery drained right now? Or are you bursting with energy? What's your level? What is going on with your social battery? Do you have, you don't have enough boundaries, or maybe you're less social in the winter. What's going on with you? What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Well, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang.
Kent State, their name does something for people. When people hear that you're a Kent State grad, they're like, oh yeah, I have a lot of nurses like that. And they're good nurses. They want to hire you because you're from Kent State in their nursing program. They teach the art of nursing. They teach the therapeutic communication. They teach how to really care for the person and not just knowledge. Even when it's hard in classes, even when this is a new adjustment, the school itself has the people and the support that you need to be the best nurse that you can be.
Begin at Kent State University.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Rachel Bloom is here. We have Reboot, of course, on Hulu, which almost rhymes. You have to admit that. Reboot.
No, I don't have to admit
Hulu.
That.
You don't have to?
I don't have to do anything.
Come on, man. Back me up. You're my wingman on this show.
Oh, no.
We also have Chris Orchard is here, postal worker to the stars. And
to one.
To one, yeah.
And hopefully, Rachel, I can deliver your mail to you,
do
too.
They let you do
I have a say?
Yeah.
You can request a specific.
Really?
Well, because, I mean, these days they're getting, obviously, they're changing the routes all the time. So
obviously.
They're trying to make it. Well, you know, sometimes I'm taking it to your house. Sometimes I'm taking it here.
Seems kind of like it's it sounds like a gerrymandering situation. There might be some corruption there.
I'm looking into it.
You are good.
Yeah, because
spare time or on company time?
On company time. Well, sometimes on my spare time, sometimes on company
Here's
time.
Here's my question.
When I'm with my coworkers, I got to ask them to be like, right. How do we all feel about the fact that they keep like messing with all the routes? Yeah. It seems like they're doing...
Here's my question. When you're done delivering the mail and it's like you're 3 hours early, do you still get paid for those 3 hours, or are you trying to do it as slowly as possible in order to like get paid longer?
Well, I tend to be a little bit of a slower guy.
I've noticed that.
So I like to take my time with things and, you know, I'm not in any rush. And when I've got some downtime, I've got time to like, you know, look into what's going on.
The corruption up top.
Yeah. The corruption up top.
Yeah, it goes all the way to the top from what I hear.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. President of the United States.
If it does, then I'm coming after him.
Okay, well, look forward to that. Well, let's get to our next guest. He's a small business owner, and I'm pleased as punch to announce that he's been on this show several times. He is the owner of Kissy's Grocers in Downey, California. Is that right?
That's right, Scott.
And please welcome back to the show, Albert Rowe. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Are you okay? You didn't say hello, everyone.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Yeah, hello. Things haven't been going so hot. I don't know if you remember last time I was here. I proclaimed that I was. You remember anything about the last time you saw me?
Not really.
Not a single thing?
It's been purged from my memory. But go ahead and remind me.
Last time I was here, I said I was fucked. Things were going really bad. I had to, you know, sort of alter the business in a couple of ways. We joined the metaverse. A lot of stuff just not going great. You know, as some of you might not know, Rachel, we've never met before.
Yeah.
What was your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris Orchard.
Chris. Bring it in, man. I'm sorry you're feeling bad.
Oh, yeah, it's the nails. Ow,
That's not a hug, what you're doing, by the way.
No, yeah, you're scratching. You're doing a big scratch.
Yeah. With those Alistairs.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, just trying to cheer you up.
You know, I got a little something from it. You know, nobody's given me a hug in a long time.
What's going on?
I mean, completely alone. I had to purge my entire staff at the grocery store. And the thing you got to know about my grocery
layoffs?
Mass layoffs, and I had to do it myself.
Do you think he said meant that he killed everyone?
Maybe. I don't know what he does there.
I did not kill anyone. Somebody did die during the process, and it had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? But during company time and on the ground?
It was a fucking mess, man.
Are you insured for that?
Yeah, I have pretty good insurance. As you know, I've massive inherited wealth.
Yeah, you're Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is my paternal father. That's right. Yeah.
The thing about Albert, for those of you who are listening for the first time, and also Rachel, and probably Chris, although maybe you deliver his mail, but
sometimes
you get all the way out to Downey.
When they tell me to.
That's really far.
That's too far.
That's a different county.
Yeah. But Kissy's is a grocery store out there where you have one promise that you promise every customer.
I will kiss every single item in the store. That's my guarantee. I give it a nice polish and a nice smooch.
Not in front of the people. You do this beforehand.
No, that's something we've added, though. We have started doing back room kissing sessions if you want to pay a premium. Because look, I got to keep the lights on. Not going good. This is a failing business at this point.
I can't imagine COVID was kind to you.
No, and I was also not kind to COVID. We did not adhere to any of the restrictions.
Like an opposite to track kind of situation.
Yeah, it's sort of COVID. Like a MC Scat Cat and Paula Abdul sort of thing.
Yeah, I made that reference before. Yeah.
Is that the name of that song?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I heard that, but I don't know if I thought of it because you said
okay, you were here for that.
We just did not adhere to any of it. A lot of people got COVID in my store, but it was because during that time, business was booming because a lot of people did not want to wear a mask at the store. They didn't want to do 6 feet.
Well, apart. Also, you sold exclusively toilet paper from what I was reading.
I sold a lot of toilet.
Hoarded it, essentially.
We hoarded it and that, you know, we sold one sheet each.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So that we made it last. Every sheet.
That's right. Before they use it, of course.
Okay.
Don't be crass, Scott. I know you probably were thinking I kissed it after they wiped.
I was trying to figure that out, maybe. But
were some people using it in the store?
We do not allow customers to use the bathroom at our store. Just people who are stopping by.
Why?
Just to be the opposite. Usually, like, if you're a customer, they let you use the bathroom. But if you're not a customer, they don't.
I tell you, when I was growing up, they didn't have bathrooms. They had an employee bathroom in every grocery store. And if you ever had to use it, I was a little boy, and they would just be like, you had to go into this dark room.
Yeah.
And it was very frightening. Now they have these beautiful, beautiful bathrooms.
Gorgeous, beautiful bathrooms.
Sorry, you had to go into this dark room?
Into a dark room.
Uh-huh. Was there a man in there?
Yeah, there was this nice gentleman.
Oh, so that wasn't a bathroom.
Oh, you can use our bathroom, but it's the scary one for employees only.
Yeah, I remember going through these, like, the plastic strips that were hanging down separate the back from the...
So close to where they store the milk.
I had to go through the cold. Yeah, I had to go where they stored the milk, it was so freezing.
You'd be freezing. Yeah. But are those plastic strips a barrier to entry to anyone?
I think they must. I mean, certainly they stop the cold from coming out.
Good point. Okay, good point. Plastic stops cold.
Yeah, plastic stops cold. That's written on the walls. In our store. My store is made of glass also. Just so people know, like, what are these plastic, what's this plastic doing here? Don't fucking ask me. It says it right there. Plastic stops the cold. Okay?
Could that have been like an alternative to masking in the pandemic? Could we all have worn kind
plastic.
Of plastic strips like Zoidberg in Futurama, just kind of billowing in front of our face?
I've been trying to dress like Zoidberg more often, so I would have loved that. Yeah, I probably would have complied with that. Anything that's Zoidberg adjacent, I would have loved.
Yeah,
I also love anything Zoidberg adjacent, namely shrimp.
Zoidberg loves shrimp. That is a detail from his character on Futurama. That's right. He loves it.
Don't know what you're
even though
guys
he is, he
about.
Is it.
And he also kind of is, isn't he? Yeah, he's a sort of, he's got the.
We all eat things that we look like.
That's true.
Anyway, why are you here?
I'm here because I'm trying to diversify the business now. You know, we started as a grocery
store.
Trying
to verse the biz.
Metaverse didn't work. NFTs didn't work. Our app, Kissy's Prime, didn't work. But we're sort of rebranding the app, Kissy's Prime. And I'm happy to say we're getting into content, baby.
Okay.
Oh, we're getting into content. We're seeing there's a massive hole in the business. There's not enough streamers anymore. They're purging content from websites and stuff.
I mean, it would be great to have another streamer who would buy things.
Yeah, well, we're trying to pick up anything that will come over to us, you know, especially anything that's left my father's business, Amazon Prime. They would not sell us Lord of the Rings. They would not do it.
What about Paper Girls? They're not giving you that?
They would not give. No, they destroyed it.
They canceled Paper Girls,
and they also
Your
were
dad
like,
"Dad is such a prick."
Yo, he burned it right in front of me. I was like, "Father,
what?
Father, please, can I have Paper
That's
Girls?"
That's like burning $300 in front of us.
That's how much I offered for it. I don't got a lot of money anymore. I'm fucked here.
Yeah, they're coming for your neck, from what I understand.
They're coming for my neck, and just so you know, it's so now you thought I was in trouble with just grocery stores. Yeah. Oh. Now I got Hulu barking down my neck. I got Netflix.
Wait, like, because they want your content, or they want you
to get out?
Yeah, they don't want me to get in this business because they know I'll be too good at it.
Oh,
they're gonna say, "Oh, everyone's gonna go."
Sense.
What's the content you're eyeing?
Well, you know, I'm trying to go after a lot of canceled programming to make people happy because, you know, people miss these shows that were canceled. Obviously, we did not succeed with Paper Girls. We are trying to get House of Cards on our show on our platform.
Really?
I don't know if that was canceled.
Yeah,
I think it ended.
I don't know. I think
maybe it went on too long. Some might say.
We're trying to get that. We're trying to get...
You getting it back with K-Space?
Well, look, I'm trying to just revive the whole thing. I'm just going to get whatever K-Pax. People...
Interesting that a guy can have two nicknames. Yeah, Kaisos.
That's right.
K-Pax? No, Kaisos, K-Pax, K-Space.
We're trying to make his
Kate
Christmas
Spade.
Videos...
Kate Spade.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying to make his Christmas videos canon to the show as well. So we're trying to just canonize that.
Good.
Restore the Cardsiverse is the hashtag if you want to participate in that.
No, thank you. Are you doing anything Kissy's style with this kind of stuff?
We are doing unscripted as well. We are shopping.
Not what I asked.
What do you mean?
What I mean is...
You want to hear about my reality show?
You know your whole thing about, like, you kiss everything?
Oh, yeah. Am I kissing the... every episode, every reel of every episode that we release.
So every 20 minutes or so?
Every 20 minutes, that's right.
Okay.
I kiss. Doing film?
Some of it's film.
Shooting on film.
Yeah, we're shooting it on film, and that's harder to stream than digital.
With projectors and, like, people manning
the projectors?
Yeah, so
we have a projector going on a big screen, and then we have a digital out camera filming the filmed projection.
That's good for projectionists.
Oh, it's like how you do old home movies.
Yeah that's how it's a transfer. Yeah. It's sort of like a transfer, yeah. But, you know, somebody has to change the reel 20 minutes in later. So we do that.
Splice the reels together.
Look. All that stuff's above my pay grade. I'm just funding the operation.
But,
all right?
But you're kissing also kissing.
Everybody. Yeah, I'm also kissing every single thing. there's going to be a kissies and chill sort of situation where if you want, I will come over to your house and I'll give you and your partner a kiss on the forehead while you watch something for a little bit and then start smanging.
I'm just curious how Me Too affected you.
How? I mean, I did great during it. I came out on top.
More of the same?
Yeah, more of the same. Nothing.
Everything writes itself.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So there was a little bit of a hiccup with Me Too, but eventually it got, you know, back to normal.
Yeah, I course corrected. I sort of, let's just say I didn't do it for a little while.
I see.
But it's also, I'm not kissing anybody without their consent either. It is sort of like, it says, hey, this is what goes on in here. If you don't want any of that.
Without their implied consent.
No, because I remember I pass out buttons that say it's fine for me to do. It's fine for you to do this. Yeah, give me that smooch.
That's very actually. That's very progressive.
Yeah, thank you very much. I try. I guess I'm a woke king. it's hard, but it's not for me because it actually comes really easy to me because I'm a good guy.
Are you a good kisser?
I have no complaints thus far. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wait, who's gonna complain? A pancake? An apple? A can of soup?
These people that you say you're going to be
good. It actually sounds a lot like the cast of the Julia Child show I'm doing.
Yeah, Bebe Neuwirth had no complaints. It's hard to mess up a kiss on the forehead. I guess you can make it a little too wet or too long, but it's like there's not a back and forth.
Have you ever kissed anyone on the lips?
Well, Scott. I don't know what you want me to say here. Can we stop for a second?
You want to shut down?
Can we just shut down? I'm sorry, just to stop for a second?
Yeah, I promise I won't record this part. Yeah.
I guess I just didn't know you were going to fucking try to gotcha me today. What the fuck is this?
I apologize. I mean, you talk about kissing so much, I thought that...
Yeah, I talk about it. You don't ask me where I've kissed.
What? I mean, I'm supposed to ask you questions,
I'm
right?
I'm fucking this humiliated
just like
here.
A long monologue. I know you were probably prepared to do just a long monologue.
I prepared so much.
Your content you were going to buy. And
all this content.
But I'm sorry, but have you ever kissed anyone? I mean, it's okay if you haven't.
Could you promise me that it's just not going to be at the show? No, I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, well, so we stopped recording. Yeah.
Because you know I have 11 children.
Yeah. But do you do Pretty Woman rules?
That's what I call it.
Really?
First... I gotta smack your hand.
With a ring box or whatever?
Yeah, with a ring box.
I haven't seen it.
Before that, I deny you entry into a business.
Okay. I'm sort of guessing what the plot might be. Is Jason Alexander involved in this?
He is not involved in this at all.
Hector Elizondo? I think this is the cast, right?
I think so. Richard Gere's there.
Sure. Well, of course. Yeah. But even I know that.
There's no gerbil hide nor hair anywhere near anybody.
Is he constantly sort of rubbing his butt, kind of going like, ow.
Let's just say he's not sitting down quick.
In Pretty Woman?
Yeah. But to answer your question, and then we can get back into the show.
Yeah, please.
I've never kissed on the lips before.
This is sad.
Well, we started the show by kissing.
Yeah, it's the most natural thing to do when you're on a show.
Yeah. Do you want, I don't know, do you want to finally kiss?
Do you want to kiss someone? Us?
Do you want to kiss both of us?
I guess.
Yeah. What about me?
I forgot you were here. Honestly, Albert. You haven't talked in 15 minutes. Jesus Christ, man. You scared me.
Okay, I will...
Fucking shit. Dude, clear your throat or something before you talk. It's like fucking creepy. All right, hey, man. No, come on. Yeah, you can kiss too, I guess, if you're into it.
Yeah, if this is it's something we all agree to, I'll kiss all of you, and then we can just get back into the show, and then I'll answer appropriately that, yes, I have done that.
Okay, yeah.
Should we do a four-way, or do you want to do one at a time?
I think just four for expedience.
Four-way, okay. Yeah. We've got to get to this quickly.
So, that way you can all sort of get it at once.
All right, here we go already.
Stop
hugging us with your long fingernails.
Sorry. Okay.
That was good.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Do you want to come back to the show?
Okay. I'm sorry that I got so.
Sam, let's pick it back up here. Here we go. And.
Yeah. Sorry. I got to
three. Defensive. Two. I'm doing the two silently.
Okay.
Then I'm pointing at you. Okay. Ready? Three.
Two. I've kissed on the lips before and everyone fucking loves it.
I don't know how I would have added that last part. How did you feel about it, Rachel? Did you? Not the best kiss I've ever had.
Anything less than that is not good. I thought it was fine.
I've only had one best kiss I've ever had. And everything else was dog shit.
For me, it was kind of...
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Dude. Dude. You have to tell us you're here.
I do? Yeah. I'm sitting here.
You're like human amnesia. I forget that you're here.
You've also been you've been hiding in that bag of mail.
Yes.
Well, after you started talking about envelopes.
You got horny for Envelope?
Well, I thought maybe I'm trying all these new things lately. Maybe I'd try out Envelopes.
Okay.
Sure. I'll announce I'm here time I talk.
Thank you. Or at least if it's going to be like a good 5 minutes. Okay. Anyway, like you don't have to if we're in the middle of a conversation, because obviously we've been.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Okay.
Okay.
That did scare me.
I'm talking. I'm saying okay.
Okay, great. All right, Albert.
Yes.
So you've kissed on the lips.
I've kissed on the lips to much acclaim. And you know, it's obviously a big part of my business, and I want people to know that, like, just because they're watching something on TV doesn't mean that they can't also have that experience.
Right.
I'll go down to where the server warehouse, kiss all the servers too. Why not?
What?
You know, like, they have to get things on the internet, there's, like, large warehouses.
Oh, I thought you were talking about servers, like, at a restaurant.
No, I know you love talking about restaurants, but that's not what I talk about at all.
What, are you listening to my other show? Restaurant Roundup?
I love Restaurant Roundup.
Oh, okay. Always nice to meet a fan.
I hope this turns the business around for me, because I know that people love streaming. People love paying for subscriptions.
Yeah.
So
I love paying like a small amount of money for a lot of things.
They love that. And the library.
It's like tapas, but for TV.
Yeah. And that's sort of what we say at Kissy's Prime. We do things a little differently around here. Yeah.
Have you been with us before?
Yeah. Have you watched TV
every single
with us
time
before?
You turn on the TV?
How much is the subscription?
Okay. So don't be mad.
You can't start with that.
You can't be mad.
If we're mad, we're mad.
I mean, yeah.
I just need you to promise me that you can't be upset.
I can't promise you an emotion. I can promise you an action. I can't promise you an emotion.
Okay.
No. I won't act in rage, but I'm going to feel however I'm going to feel.
Okay. So it's fucking expensive. Okay.
Okay.
We're
getting that.
Because we're not.
We wouldn't be mad if it were free. How much is it?
Okay, so you wouldn't be mad. That's good feedback to have. If it was free, you wouldn't be mad.
We wouldn't be mad. Are you pricing it based on our reaction to it?
This is a game time decision.
It's in beta right now. So we are charging $50 a week for the service.
A week?
Yes. But think about what you're getting. You're getting new episodes.
You haven't even brought this up.
Of potentially House of Cards. Right now it's blank.
That's the only thing you've mentioned. So I'm paying $50 for a blank streaming service?
The only thing you've mentioned actually is Kevin Spacey's Christmas videos.
Yeah, yeah. We have that stuff. I sent that, you know, I typed in YouTube to MP4 download.
Yeah, this
on
is all
Google.
Stuff that's on YouTube already though. Like, but do you have exclusive content?
Well, I was trying to tell you about my Kissy's Unscripted series, but you had no interest in it. You wanted to go blue and ask me if I've kissed on the lips before, pervert.
I'm sorry. Tell us about your Unscripted show.
Well, thank you for asking me. It's a reality show set in my grocery store, wherein you see me kissing the items and such.
I'm here right now. I'm announcing my presence.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm speaking.
Okay, good.
I've got an idea for a show.
Hit me.
Were you in the running at all for Scott's AirPod show?
Yeah, we did. We lost a bidding war. Over the AirPod.
Yeah, your dad got it.
Yeah, he
I'm
got
so
it.
So happy. My friend Spam called me.
But you know what? You know why he got
Spam
it?
Spam Risk. She's so hot. Dude,
God, oh.
I hate to
you
judge
can't
her.
Say that.
I hate to judge her on her physical
you
attributes.
Can't say
but
that
you heard
anymore.
Her voice.
You are working with her. She is your executive.
But she's so fucking hot.
You can't not say that about Ms. Risk.
Can you call her a smoke show?
No.
Okay.
That's
unless
her name.
She's made
that's her
of
name.
Smoke.
That's what the S stands for. Smoke Show Pam Risk.
Now you probably feel
now you feel
silly,
stupid,
don't you?
Don't
wow.
You?
Now I know how Weinstein felt.
Bad?
That's what they're not really talking about. He feels really bad.
Yeah.
He's like horrified that he did this. You know why my dad picked up the movie? And I hate to put this, you know, type of negativity out there.
Yeah.
He wanted it because I wanted it. A classic sort of like big dicking me.
Yeah. Still, he wanted it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought you said a classic big dick in me, and I was.
No.
I thought you just revealed something terrible.
No, there was a G.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good. Good.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. No. Well, Albert, I don't know that this is going to work. I hate for you to come in depressed every single time, But it seems like every single time you come on the show, you're depressed because the previous thing you talked about doesn't work.
So you do remember last time I was here.
No.
Isn't that something? That's interesting.
I just remember your general countenance, which is always depressed.
Look, my life's hard. You know how hard it is to be a billionaire because I've inherited wealth? It's not easy. People think it's easy because, oh yeah, I have all the money in the world. I can do whatever I want. It's hard. Starting a streaming service? I don't even know how a computer works.
Okay, we got to get you both. By the way, you're still here.
I'm here.
Yeah, now I'm taken to announcing that you're here. We got to get you both lessons about things. You need computer lessons. We need the Geek Squad on this. You for elevators. Do they have Geek Squad for elevators?
I think that's just known as an elevator.
If it's a fancy building where there's an attendant, that might be a Geek Squad for elevators. Yeah,
like a private residence, kind of a doorman kind of guy.
So wait, like sort of like
that's your show.
That's the show.
That's your prestige streaming
Listen
show.
Listen to Rachel. Huh. She's an Emmy winner.
Elevator attendant.
Okay. Yes. He sees everybody.
Interesting. Can I be the star?
Why are you asking me?
I think we need to go diverse. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. That's you. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. I'll accept that. That's fine. Okay, I have no issues with that. Yeah.
Can sure. I be in it?
Oh, jeez. Fucking shit, dude.
I don't know if you can be in it because I don't know if anyone will notice you're in it.
Yeah, I don't know. The cameras pick you up. Are
I'm
you?
Not a freaking vampire. I'm a mailman.
Those aren't opposites.
They're pretty opposite to me. Okay, what's the opposite of a vampire?
I guess mailman, they do deliver during the day.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. That's right.
Okay. You're
and
right.
They eat a lot of garlic.
The opposite of vampire is mailman.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's honestly, of the opposites thus far, the closest.
All right, look, guys, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That's a little something called plugs. The length on that was Scott Likes Short Plug Songs by Ryan Keaton. Thank you so much to Ryan Keaton for that. And let's plug it up. Rachel, what do you want to plug here?
I mean, I think we gotta circle back to Kiss and Tell.
Kiss and Tell,
which is already out, came out September 20th.
Yeah,
wherever you get your audiobooks, and reboot on Hulu. Come for Keegan-Michael Key, stay for the lizard arm.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Two great things to plug. Man, what a week to be you. Ugh. Out of all the weeks of the year.
This week.
The final week of September.
The final week of September is always a week to be anyone.
We only get it 1 week a year. Mm. Okay. What's your name? Chris Orchard.
I'm here.
What do you want to plug?
Well, there's a guy that I sometimes deliver mail to when... When I'm doing, yeah, when it's my route.
Yeah, we get how this
name,
works.
Named James Mannion. I just like the guy. And I want y'all to follow him on Twitter at Pizza Mannion. And maybe he can get a new phone, you know, if it gets enough followers, perhaps.
Do you think the old part of the phone is what was so slow about this? Because it seems very simple. You just swipe. It's open. Is it the not recognizing your face part? You got to enter the code.
I actually... deactivated the passcode, so I wasn't even doing that. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure why it took me so long. I guess, like I said before, I'm just a stubborn guy, unlike my girlfriend who's greedy.
Right, that's true. All right, Albert, what do you want to plug?
Well, I do want to say that my reality show on Kissy's Prime is also called Kiss and Tell, so I will be seeing you in court, Rachel.
Oh, good.
And I'm sorry, but I just, you know, that's just how it is. That's show business, as they say.
No, it is not.
It's not show business?
No. Oh. None of that was show business.
Oh, okay.
Well,
they don't call it show friends. Although they should, shouldn't they? Such a great ring to it.
Especially the Friends.
Yeah, Friends.
Oh, yeah. I hate that musical.
What, Friends?
Show Friends. Let's just move on.
Let's move on. What else do you got, Albert?
You can listen to, there's this podcast that I really like. I blasted in the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah.
Do people enjoy that?
Yeah, they like it when a podcast is too loud. And I like to shop hearing people have
overlapping conversations.
Overlapping, boring conversations. Yeah. It's called Get Played. It's a video game show hosted by Heather Ann Campbell, Nick Weiger, and Matt Apodaca. You can check that out. And their anime premium series on patreon.com/getplayed or on Stitcher Premium.
It's really nice that everyone chooses to plug for other people.
Yeah, it's so nice. I mean, I'm just going to plug myself, although other people are involved. But hey. Okay, here it is. This is a huge, huge announcement. Several of you have heard rumblings about this. Several of you have heard bumblings about this. Oh. Albert, some rumblings and bumblings over there.
Sounds like my tummy.
It's a lot like that. I'm here to plug Albert's tummy. No, I'm here to plug. This is a huge announcement. Comedy Bang Bang has a book coming out.
Wow.
That's right. A book is coming out in April 2023. This has been a massive undertaking. Basically, what it is it's edited by myself, and it has all of your favorite guests on the show writing and making their own pieces. It's advertisements that they have, essays that they've written. It includes a lot of things like pamphlets and board games, just anything that your favorite characters have decided to submit for this book. It is in there. It's really incredible.
Maybe a grocery store newsletter perhaps is in the book. Maybe, Scott?
I believe I found one of those grocery store newsletters and I put it into the book. Okay. I hope that's okay.
From my store?
From your store. Okay, you were just bringing it up from any store?
I wasn't sure if you put one of my competitors in there.
To
my neck.
Kissy's store pamphlet is in there
thank
as well.
Thank God.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't lose out to another one.
We also have great people doing the introductions. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Weird Al Yankovic, Bob Odenkirk, Tatiana Maslany, Patton Oswalt, Jack Quaid. They're all doing introductions for it. Right now, you can order this book. You can pre-order the book. It comes out in April. If you head over to cbbworld.com/book, all the links are there. And I am doing several autographed editions of it. The links to those are at Barnes & Noble and Indigo, and those are at the top of that page. You can click on those and order those, but you can get it from wherever whatever your favorite bookseller is. And I do hope you have a favorite bookseller. Head over to cbbworld.com/book for more info on that. This is huge. Very excited about it. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Who you call a hoochie?
Oh, no.
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 Oh, no. Yes, exactly.
Oh, no. Dig it.
Yeah, like, oh no, or whatever.
Oh, oh no.
Oh no!
Oh no, oh no.
The oh no era continues.
Open up your heart.
Have you lost your f***ing mind?
Ah, that was Oh No, It's Danger Doom by King Love Duck Electricity. What a bunch of gibberish. Guys, thank you so much, Rachel. Always a pleasure to have you on. Please come back again. Really enjoyed having you on.
This was my pleasure. And I didn't even get to introduce my crazy Aunt Marge, who's been here the whole time.
Marge!
Oh, no, we don't have time.
You said, oh, no, our catchphrase this year.
Bring it in, Marge.
Oh, geez. I love being scratched.
Oh, she loves it.
I'm
wow.
Eczema.
Thanks, to you, thanks to you, Chris Orchard. Great to have you and your weird hugs and your stewed tomatoes. By the way, you brought a whole pot of stewed tomatoes here with you. You just opened them up.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend didn't want these.
Yeah, of course she didn't. This is the one thing I'm on her side about. It's like I would prefer just eating a raw potato to this giant vat of stewed tomatoes.
Well, then you're just like her, because that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, anyone would want to do that. Marge, what about you? Did you forget how you talk? All right.
I'm just here to announce myself.
Oh, okay. Albert, good luck to you, buddy.
Hey,
you know you're one of my best friends.
Hey, that's true. And you know what? Just because I heard that, maybe next time, I'll be in a better mood.
Hope you're in a better mood next time we see you.
Thanks.
All right. Do you promise?
I mean, such is life. Who could say? You know?
All right. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. Yeah.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.